The truth is, you're regressing, Eleven. You're going backwards. Eleven, look at me. I know you're frightened. You're terribly frightened by what you've seen. But it's this very fear that's now holding you back. If you want Nina to succeed, you cannot hide from the truth, no matter how frightening it may be.
I saw what I did. I am a monster.
You speak of monsters. Superheroes. That's the stuff of myth and fairy tales. Reality, truth, is rarely so simple. People are not so easily defined. Only by facing all of ourselves, the good and the bad, can we become whole.
What if I don't want to become whole?
Then that is a choice. Your choice. The door is always open. This place is not a prison. This is. You chose to trust me once. I'm asking you to trust me again. Journey with me into the past one last time. Stop hiding, Eleven.
Stranger! Danger, talking Stranger Things together forever. We're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the second Stranger Things Forever today. Yes, I told you that I was, when I recorded one this morning, that I would be back tonight to kick off the next chapter of Stranger Things 4, and I stood by my promise, mainly because we're running out of time. You know, this morning we touched on some things that aren't really all that fun and all that good and all that positive. And I thought tonight we'll just focus on good stuff and focus on Stranger Things. One thing I did want to note is that today I saw a video that Stranger Things posted on all their social media.
Dave, what are you doing?
I am getting ready for Stranger Things Day.
Stranger Things Day?
Yeah. You know, November 6th.
The day Will Byers went missing.
Woo! Yeah, dude, you don't know what Stranger Things Day is?
Really?
South Breather.
Remind me, what are we doing this year?
We're celebrating with our fans.
Yeah, you know, they share art and memes. We give them cool things, too.
Like news or, you know, merch.
Big announcements.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Stranger Things Day 2025 is going to be the best one yet.
This one is kind of a big deal.
Awesome. What should I do?
Prepare.
Yes, folks. We are just 3 days away from Stranger Things Day, marking the day that Will Byers was kidnapped by the Demogorgon. A day where, for years, you probably thought Will just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I talked about this when we talked about the trailer. The, you know, William, one last time, you we're going to work together, you and me, friend, mano a mano. I feel like either in the moment he was taken, or the reason he was taken, some sort of connection was made and it will be explained. And it's either, you know, ever since I was taken, there's been some sort of bond between me and Vecna, which, I mean, that seems pretty self-explanatory. You always see those little goosebumps. But I also, just predicting that he was taken on purpose. He was taken specifically because of what? That I couldn't come up with a reason. But I feel like I want it to be like more, like it was always you, William. You were always chosen. You were always this way. I could sense you from the other side. But then again, that doesn't, when I see it that way, you feel like Vecna would probably be looking, well, probably looking to avoid 11. I was going to say maybe trying to target 11, but probably looking to avoid 11. And when you think about how we know who Vecna is and Vecna's connection with 11, that guy must be looking from the upside down all these years and seeing, oh my God, she beat me again. What the heck do I have to do to best this girl? And the answer is, there's nothing you can do. Or, well, you haven't bested her. But, you know, we saw how things ended last year. We'll get to that. By the time we are done with that, it'll probably be hours before Stranger Things 5 is here. But I went on a real long tangent that started with Stranger Things Day. And that's just me again surmising, whatever, that perhaps Will being taken wasn't random. But November 6th is not random because that is the day that he first went missing. And every year Stranger Things seems to commemorate that with something. What that could be this year, I really don't know. Because we already got trailers, and we have a date. Like, we have everything we need. So when they say, like, announcements and news or, like, surprises or, I just don't know what that could be. Unless it's something to do with the cartoon or the spinoff. But I don't think that's even fully developed yet. But I think the cartoon, the animated series could be. So maybe something from that. Or some sort of video game, probably, like some sort of product where you can get, you know, maybe they'll talk about the books that are coming out. But I'm just curious of what it could possibly be. But other than that, I don't want to waste any more time. I want to get to the first part in the next chapter of Stranger Things 4 as we start and talk about the first 10 minutes of The Massacre at Hawkins Lab. So we pick up right where we left off. Steve in the Upside Down fighting, well, not fighting, being pretty much beaten, being bested by the Demobats. He's got a vine around his neck. He's got bats biting him here and there and everywhere. And you think he's in a lot of trouble. And then one of the bats goes flying. And who's there swinging an oar but Nancy? She's soaking wet. Her hair is down. I like that look. And she's there. And of course, what I love about her is when you think of the trajectory of this entire series, no one has had more character growth than Nancy. No one. Even Steve. Steve went from a guy that we didn't like to a guy we love, but he was slightly less of a prick, but he's still kind of Steve. Where Nancy went from, like, you know, the girl who had a crush on Steve to like a you know, a stereotypical teenage girl in love to all of a sudden just like wanting to be, you know, being part of the story, being part of the news, like, and not shying away from things and leaning into things and all of a sudden being like, you know, like the weapons expert. Like, I mean, it was just her growth to being Nancy, to being basically badass Nancy, has been exceptional. Is that the right word? I don't know, but it's my favorite. Maybe it's not the biggest, maybe it's not the best. It's my favorite character arc of the whole series. Everyone else I love them, but they've been themselves. I feel like they've been who they are, true to themselves, pretty much most of the series, where Nancy has really evolved. And part of that is there's three people there, and she's the one swinging the oar to save Eve. But then they're all in it. They are fighting these monsters. They're not just fighting them. They are killing these monsters, these animals, these demobats. And Eddie is like, he's freaked out the most. The other three, you know, they've dealt with demons in the past, so it's not that big of a deal. And they are all wailing on these things until finally they beat them. Well, the few that were there. Then a few more show up, and they think, you know what? I think we can take them. And then a crack of red lightning, they look up, and there's, I don't know, 50, 60 more coming, and a bunch. It's like a flock of demobats. They're like, you know what? Let's make a run for it. Nancy sees the woods. And you have to remember, this is the Upside Down. The Upside Down is just their version of their world. So it's not like they're unfamiliar with their surroundings. Now, Nancy's been in the Upside Down before. And I was trying to think how many of our original characters have been in the Upside Down. They've dealt with monsters from the Upside Down. I know Eleven has been there, right? She went in at the end of part one. Will obviously has been there. And I don't know who the heck else has besides Nancy. I really can't remember. But it's not important to right now. They run into the woods, and that's when we get the opening credits. When we come out of the credits, we have a short moment, but it's an important moment with General Jerkface. He's there with that that agent. Is it Winslow or begins with a W? Who he's had like they're torturing him, have him locked up in that box, and he's like, "Are you ready to say something?" And the guy doesn't make a word, doesn't make a peep. He's like, "All right, fine, go. You know, more for you." Was about to put him back in that little locker, and the guy's like, "Wait, wait," and he's like trembling. He's like, "Just promise me you won't kill her. Just don't kill her. Promise me you won't kill her." And the general gives a little nod. He's like, "Yeah," basically saying, "I promise you, I won't kill her." And I'm wondering a few things. Does he really mean that? Like, maybe even he's like, "Of course I wouldn't kill her. Like, that's crazy." But does he, or is he just completely, not saying that he wouldn't, but does he believe he wouldn't at the time? Or is he like, "I'll tell you whatever you want to hear, you fool, but I'm taking that girl out." I don't know. I wonder. But he gives a little nod, and we cut away from them. But obviously, this guy finally gave in to his torturers, unfortunately. So we jump over to 11, to the Nina Project. And at first glance, we're not sure if we're in Eleven's mind, if this is a memory. I think at first you're almost thinking, like, it's almost like you're led to believe that's it, because that's what you've been seeing her, you know, doing these things. And you've seen her do this Coca-Cola thing before. She's sitting with all these electrodes on her head, and she's trying to use her powers to crush a can of Coca-Cola. So you're thinking, oh, this is another memory. But in the last second, obviously 2 seconds later, you hear a few voices and you realize this is happening in real time now. But there's another little clue, and that's the Coca-Cola can. It's not an old Coca-Cola can. It's not the new Coke that only Lucas liked. It is a Coca-Cola Classic, which is a soda that didn't come out until 1985. If you remember, they've had Coca-Cola for years. They finally decided to make a new version of it called New Coke, which to me just kind of had like a sweeter Pepsi taste to it. The world revolted. They revolted so much. Is that the right word? Rebelled, whatever it is. They didn't like it that they said, "Fine, we'll bring back the original Coke and we'll call it Coca-Cola Classic. And we'll still sell the new Coke for a little while, but here you can also get the classic Coca-Cola." Now, was the whole thing a marketing scheme? Maybe, possibly. Think about it. Think about it. We'll put out another soda. They love it. Great, we're fine. They don't love it. All right, great. Here's plan B, and that's to bring the classic one they like back and give it another name, and oh, look at that. And people go goo-goo gaga for it. I don't know. But I do know that Eleven could not crush the can. She seemed frustrated with it. we see in this little room that they're watching her, Owens and Brenner. And Owens is like, we're running out of time. You know, Hawkins is running out of time. And Brenner's like, yeah, I understand the stakes. He's like, do you? Because sometimes I wonder if we're not just doing this so you can have a little father-daughter time. And you can see Brenner, like, it really bothers him. And Owens, you realize now that Owens is the person funding all of this. He's like, I've given you all these resources. I've given you these people. You know, I've compromised my principle. I've risked my life, my family's life, all because you assured me that this would work. Okay, this was the only way, but I don't see any progress. Do you? And he's like, I see a scared, traumatized girl. Okay. And it's the way he says it. He's like, good for us, right? Is that what he says? Good for us or something? I don't know if I played that in the clip. No, I think the clip at the beginning then leads into Brenner talking to Eleven, saying how she's regressed, how she's going backwards. He says, I know you're frightened, you know, it is this very fear that is now holding you back. You know, you can't hide from the truth, no matter how scary it may seem. Can you guys hear that right now? Like, listen. Like, all of a sudden the skies open up outside and it's torrential rain downpour going on right now. Thankfully, it's still only November, so it's not cold enough. Otherwise, I feel like a foot of snow would have just fallen outside. That's loud. That's loud rain. Thank God my dog isn't at the door to go out. All right. I got up and I closed the door because that sound was a little distracting as I was finishing the recording. I was like, what is that noise coming at me? So Brenner's saying, you know, you have to, you can't hide from the truth, no matter how scary it may seem, or something along that lines. And she's like, I saw what I did. I'm a monster. And he said, you know, I love his delivery here. It's like, you speak of monsters, of superheroes. Those are stuff of myth, of fairy tales. Reality, truth, you know, it's really so simple. People are not so easily defined. And, you know, he says, only by facing all of ourselves, the good and the bad, can we become whole. And I think, I have to tell you, I watched it. I'm going, I don't know if this is word for word, but then I found a shooting script. So I'm getting some of the dialogue straight from that. Instead of taking notes, it's just easier to do it this way. But she's, I love it. She goes, what if I don't want to become whole? But he says, this is your choice. The door is open. You know, you can leave. This place is not a prison. Except when she tried to leave. Well, you know what? The elevator did open, but those guards chased her down and grabbed her. So you're telling me it's not a prison now? But like 2 days ago, it seemed like it was a prison. And he's like, this place is not a prison. But he taps her head. He goes, this is. He goes, you chose to trust me once. I'm asking you to trust me again. Journey with me into the past. One last time. And she is like, she looks over at the suit. She's like, okay. And we see Owens as she's getting in the suit, getting that, whatever that injection is, some sort of sedative, some sort of hallucinogen. I really don't know. And we see him just kind of watching, you know, he seems a little concerned about what's going on. And she is getting ready to go into the tub. As we see her doing that, we see Brenner going into his room, his vast room of VHS tapes. I mean, this looks like either a guy with an incredible movie collection in the 80s or a creep who records everyone who he comes across with, he comes in contact with. And I guess it's at work. It's, you know, and there's cameras everywhere, so you have to expect it. But I'll put Brenner more on the creepy side than the movie fan side. He goes over and takes a specific tape. It's almost like, okay, I've been holding onto this tape. I've been waiting for this tape. But he brings the tape out, and Owens is like, you know, how much time are we skipping here? He's like, you wanted progress? I'm giving you progress. So we jump back to Hawkins and, Lucas, Dustin, and Max they're all at being questioned by the police. They're sitting there. I think the parents are all around. I think we're at Lucas's house because I think Erica is there. Unless Erica was with them already. So I'm not sure if we're at the Wheeler house. I don't know what house we're at, but the police are like, what exactly, you know, were you all doing at the lake? And they just kind of look at each other. Max is like, we were going for a walk. And Callahan's like, a walk at 9 p.m. And then Dustin speaks up, to the lake. Like, he says it in this high-pitched voice. And then, oh, that's it. That's the 10 minutes. But I do love that Dustin doesn't know how to lie, I think. Like, he's very nervous, it seems like. And when he gets nervous, all of a sudden, this is a new thing that we've seen, at least. And he realizes he has to come up with something. He doesn't sound that believable, but it is friggin' hilarious. To the lake. But that's the end of the 10 minutes. So what did we learn in the 10 minutes? Well, we learned that Steve's pals from the boat made it, and they've all made it. They all survived. They made it to the Upside Down. They saved Steve, and while there are a ton more Demobats coming, they ran off into the woods. We know that Eleven is, you know, nervous about what she might find out. She really thinks now that she caused this massacre. They don't tell her, but they do talk her into going into the tub, into the deprivation tank, into the Nina one more time. And then over in Hawkins, we see that Max, Dustin, and Lucas are being given a stern talking to by the Hawkins PD. That's it. That's the 10 minutes right there. But we're one step closer. We're in a new chapter. And if all things go well, we could finish this chapter this week. We're going to do it. We are going to do it. So look for another episode from me tomorrow morning, because I'm going to be up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed talking to you then. But until then, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except, of course, TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans.Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans.Experts. The website is Fans.Experts.com, but you can get to everything Stranger Danger by going directly to StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That's it. I'm done. I will see you tomorrow, just like I said. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, you, me, people like us all over the world, we are the ones that will keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.